I'm Rusty Cates back on AM Mansfield. We have Lee Hyder joining us to answer your questions. First of all, we'll deal with mine and get some thoughts on how the economy is going and where your investments are headed. The last couple of years have been marked with double-digit market losses and real estate values plunging, bank failures, controversial corporate bailouts, an unprecedented credit crunch, record high layoffs, and so much more. So, Lee Hyder, nice to have you with us. Tell us about your office, what you're doing in the Akron area.
Thank you, Rusty. It's kind of an interesting introduction there. I would almost think that everything is negative.
You're right.
But there are really some positive things out in the horizon. We've been in the Akron area for over 20 years. We have a practice which is really made up primarily of retirees. So our focus in our day-to-day practice is showing people that are retired, living on fixed incomes of one means or another, how to really protect and preserve not only their income, but also how to protect and preserve their accounts and also get a better handle on managing their taxes and fees throughout their retirement years.
I would think that as you get older, you might work with somebody that's 25, 30 years old, and they just see a long life ahead of them. But as you go down year by year, I think there must be a direct correlation between the getting nervous factor when you're in the midst of an economy that's not doing so well, because you know you don't have as many years, and that means you don't have as much time for things to turn around, especially if your financial nest egg for retirement has dwindled.
You know, absolutely. It's a good point you make. When we do public speaking throughout the area, you know, we actually tell people that there really are four major phases that the average person will go through. You know, during your working years, you know, you're putting away money, you're trying to kind of develop strategies to get the kids educated, get them married, and start thinking about retirement. During the what we call the accumulation years, you know, it's quite okay if you take an unexpected bump in the market and lose 20 or 30%. Because you have a long time to kind of go. Then when you start getting a little older, I kind of call it the approach. As an airplane makes the final approach to a landing field, it's the same thing with retirement. As you are getting to the retirement phase of life, maybe 2 to 3 years before you actually reach retirement, you want to be thinking about strategies to protect and preserve what you have. You want to be thinking about your taxes. You want to be thinking about fees. As you continue through that journey, then want to be sure that you have enough income, because I'm a big proponent that if you run out of income, you run out of fun during retirement. So you certainly want strategies to be sure that you protect and preserve and have an income plan to generate the income you need. And last but not least, we want to talk about distribution, that when you are firmly entrenched in retirement, you want to be sure that you have all of your distribution stages clearly identified, so that if you end up in a nursing home when you pass away, the people you leave behind really understand how to maintain the lifestyle that you ultimately wanted to give them through retirement.
Lee Hyder is our guest on WMAN. Let's start out with a definition. Boy, we hear the word recession tossed around all the time, but you rarely hear anybody try to define it. What's your definition of a recession?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we talk and we say, you know, what's the difference between a recession and a depression? I think one of us would say that it really is a recession, you know, when our neighbors are out of work and our neighbors are having a problem. I think we would then say it's a depression when we may have lost some of our money and we're having a problem. You know, so there really are a lot of ways to define a recession. But the truth is, I don't really think it matters the true textbook definition. I think what we all have to look at is what's the real impact day to day on us, on our lifestyle, on our budgets, on our ability to live the retirement dream that we hoped. So to us, we don't really focus in true definitions, because we can call it what we call it, but if you've lost money and if you now no longer can take the vacations you want, if you can't help the grandkids go through school, if you can't do the things you've planned, the government may not call it a recession, but I think you and I would probably call it a depression.
Well, let's take a big look then at what's happening now, and you can go back as many years as you want to when this problem really started.
Well, you know, I think the real challenge that we have as somebody in our field trying to give somebody a little bit of direction on where we go from here, you know, we can talk to the banks, we can talk about the credit card companies, we can talk about the credit issues. But I think the real issue really needs to be that, number one, the average consumer, and again, I'll talk about the retiree, doesn't know what we don't know. Now, it sounds so ridiculous to say that we don't know what we don't know, mm-hmm. but we make so many plans about our retirement future, about our taxes, about the fees and things we pay based upon what we understand. But there really is so much today going on in every one of our investments, in every one of the financial pieces of advice we're getting that we don't know. So one of the things that we recommend, and I would highly recommend this to everybody listening in the Mansfield area, is that people's financial future, more today than ever, really demands a second opinion. And it's not enough simply to go back to the advisor we're working with, even though they may be a trusted advisor and a longtime friend. I really believe that people more today than ever before need to seek out somebody who they have no relationship with and get a second opinion about what's going on in their world. I would talk to my friends, I would talk to my family, I would talk to the people in Mansfield and ask, who are you using as an advisor? Who do you trust and rely on for advice? And I would go back to that individual person again and just get their opinion about what I am doing. What would they do? How would they recommend we make any changes on a go-forward basis?
I think people don't believe a second opinion is going to be beneficial because it doesn't look like there are that many options. Either we stay the course, we move it into something else, or we just sell it and put it in a jar somewhere.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because there are a lot of people that come to our office and they have mentally surrendered. They actually echo the identical comments that you have. They have a very defeatist attitude. They think there is nothing that they can do. So a lot of people are really paralyzed, kind of like a deer in a headlight. But I would say that, you know, for certain people, if you are in the accumulation phase of life and you are working and you're doing the best you can do and you've, like many of us, have had a significant reduction of your 401k and other investment accounts, you know, you certainly can afford to stay the course and take the conventional wisdom, which is just wait it out, regardless potentially how long it may be. But I would also say that if your listeners today are retired or approaching retirement, they really need to think differently because so many people spend their life looking backwards. They look in their rearview mirror and they make a future decision based upon a historical fact. So many people will say, well, I will get out of the market when my account replaces the 30 or 40% that I've lost. And they may not, or they may not make that loss up during the time frame that is very important to them. So that if they are retired, they need to really be thinking about a future income strategy. Because as I've said earlier, if they do run out of money, if the money is not replaced quick enough in the account, and if they are retired having to continue to withdraw money from an account which is down, they can really put themselves in some serious harm down the road. So again, it really goes back to, you can't just give a cookie-cutter answer. You need to really understand somebody's total situation.
We're talking about your retirement savings today with retirement planning specialist Lee Heiter. If you could list, maybe one, two, three, or even more, what are some items that we should consider? So when we hang up from talking to you today, folks do have at least some simple points to remember.
Number one, I think the first point is that, as I said earlier, we don't know what we don't know, so I am a proponent in getting an education. To get that education, we need to get a second opinion, so I think the most important fact and statement that I would say to the Mansfield audience would be seek out somebody who you trust and you can get a second opinion on what's going on. Also, we find in our practice, and I'm sure it's the same down where you're at, Rusty, is that so many people have what I call money falling through the cracks. And the problem is that so many of the financial decisions we make or don't make are so big. They are just like an elephant standing in front of us. We tend to avoid the small situation. But so many of the other areas that are very, very small and they just have a way of just kind of creeping into our life, and over a long time, that can be expensive. For an example, there are a lot of people that are retired, and again, I do stress the retiree because that's our market. But there are a lot of people that are retired that are paying a lot of needless money on tax. And as we do tax preparation in Akron for retirees, we find that if we can show somebody how to save maybe just $500 a month in needless income tax over a long period of time, that can be significant. We also find people that are paying needless tax on their Social Security benefits. So you would certainly want to be talking to somebody and finding out, how can I reduce the taxation on my Social Security benefits? there are a lot of people that are unaware of that this year, 2009, the government has said that you are not required to take a distribution from your IRA. So that if you have listeners that are over 70 and a half and traditionally take money from an IRA, if they don't need that income for their lifestyle, they may certainly want to not take their distribution this year and save money in taxes. But more importantly, we find people that don't understand because they have never been explained the benefits of a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA would give your listeners the ability to convert part or all of their IRA to a different special IRA that the government has created, which would permit them, one, to forego any future distributions if they do not want from the IRA, and more importantly, give them the ability to withdraw money from that IRA on an ongoing basis, tax-free. And last but not least, one of the very simple mistakes we find people make is when they take money out of an annuity contract. We find a lot of people are unaware of what the IRS calls the exclusion ratio, and it's a very simple concept. It's tough to explain in the time allotted, but again, that's why I would want them to talk to an advisor in Mansfield. The exclusion ratio would permit your listeners to withdraw money from an existing annuity contract, actually between 60 and 90% tax-free. So they can withdraw the money they need, but significantly reduce some of their taxes. And last but not least, I would always advise somebody to sit down with a competent attorney to look at all of their documents. Look at their will. Is it up to date? Look at their powers of attorneys. Should they consider a trust? Very, very important, simple estate planning documents that we find are overlooked quite often.
Lee Heider joining us. We're going to take a break here. Lee, can you stay with us till 11 o'clock?
Absolutely.
All right. We could introduce some questions off the phone line, too, if listeners have a question. Give me a call now at 529-1400. Many of our listeners, perhaps those that are working now and listening, are still putting money in their 401k. How has the up and down of the market impacted the dollars that have gone into that fund?
You know, well, I think one of the things that it has done, and I'm still a proponent of continuing to put money in a 401k or an IRA. I think, though, it has been kind of a little bit of an emotional, psychological adjustment because, you know, people are very discouraged. You know, people see that they're putting money into an account which has been depleted by a very large sum of money, so it becomes frustrated. But again, for the people that are in the, as we say, the earning stages of their life, they're working hard, they're still trying to develop a retirement plan, they need to understand that time is going to be their partner. So because these particular people are not necessarily at the stage of their life where they're going to have to be withdrawing, I would certainly be recommending that people continue to look long-term, to have belief in the market, to have belief in the economy, the government, and certainly have belief in what they are doing on the long-term basis to give them the retirement income that they want.
In the midst of a recession, are we better off continuing to put that $100 a paycheck or a month or whatever it is for somebody's 401k into that 401k or, let's say, into some kind of a savings account at the bank? Can you compare those two for us?
Well, again, part of the problem is, you know, you want to be very careful because certainly the bank is very, very attractive because it gives people the safety. But when the market turns around, and I don't think there's any doubt the market will turn around, we certainly just don't know when, the people that are running to safe haven, keeping themselves in cash, are not going to be in a position to take advantage of some of the runs on the market. You know, history has shown that when the market has gone through some of the trials and tribulations that we're currently experiencing, when the market rebounds, it tends to rebound rather quickly and it rebounds rather strong. So for the people that are no longer putting money in 401ks or no longer doing any kind of dollar cost averaging or putting money into the market just in general terms, they're certainly going to be missing out on the upside opportunity. And again, for those very people, you know, they have to go back to their age. Those are the people that are not in dire necessity today to have an income strategy for those accounts. Those are people that are trying to accumulate and grow the account over a long period of time.
Those that were involved in the stock market or in mutual funds in the 90s and early 2000s did very well. Are we going to see anything like that again? Do you foresee anything of that nature? Because it really was a great investment opportunity if you got out in time.
Right. Well, you know, I think if anybody, you know, was on the radio, TV, or in a newspaper with any kind of crystal ball, you know, I would be very, very careful. You know, all we can do is kind of give what we think is a fairly good assessment of what we anticipate will happen in the future based upon what has happened over a long period of time. Certainly, I think most people agree we're going to have some inflation down the road, so I think people need to be addressing that, and that's another reason why they have to be very, very careful, you know, just sitting in cash positions in maybe CDs or money market accounts. It's certainly very safe, but when inflation does come back in, we're certainly going to find ourselves really behind the eight ball making up the buying power we need. So again, I certainly would think that we are going to get a significant run on the market, you know, over a long period of time. You know, nobody, myself included, can tell you when that will happen, how long it will happen, at what point will the next up be, so we need to get out. And again, that's really why I say this over and over, that, you know, your listeners need to have a good relationship with somebody in the Mansfield area, somebody they trust, somebody that they can rely on, somebody that can give them good advice as the market does correct, and they see themselves now on the upside. Then they need to be thinking about, you know, how much is enough? When do I protect what I've been fortunate enough to rebound with?
We really appreciate you joining us here today. We have about 6 minutes left, and I have a caller on the line. So let's go ahead and put a question on the radio for Lee Heider with Heider & Associates out of Akron. Go ahead. Do you have a retirement planning question?
Yeah, I do. I got a little ways to go. I'm 42 years old, but I'm kind of at a loss. My whole working career, everybody, the government has said, oh, this 401k is a great thing. You know, you got to do this, and we've set this up to help you. And I just feel like we were kind of taken to the cleaners, so to speak. And it was just a big scam where government and Wall Street took all of our money. So, you know, tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, I hear that a lot, and I can certainly empathize with your frustration. But I don't think that this was any kind of mastermind plot, because there certainly is no benefit to the government for what has happened to the individual investor today. As a matter of fact, what the government is doing is certainly trying to find strategies to put as much money back into the economy as possible. Now, for the individual investor, it is certainly very frustrating for you to figure out where do you go from here. And one piece of advice that I would share with you, and again, your listeners in general, is this is a great opportunity to be thinking about Roth conversions. You know, one of the advantages of a Roth conversion, and you need to talk to your employer and find out, does your 401k permit some kind of Roth element to it? But the advantage of a Roth over a traditional 401k or over a traditional IRA is the ability, number one, to withdraw those monies out in the future 100% tax-free. And what people have the ability to do, depending on your income, you can either start a traditional Roth with brand new money, or if you have a 401k, or if you have a traditional IRA, and if your income is below $100,000, you have the ability to take all or part of your 401k and IRA and actually convert it to a Roth. Now, there are some tax consequences that you need to be sitting with an advisor that can explain these to you. But as your IRA and 401s have gone down in value, this is a great opportunity to look at a strategy in converting those accounts to another kind of IRA that would reap forever 100% tax-free benefits to you, your spouse, and your heirs upon death.
Well, I'm not so much worried about the taxes right now, because
okay,
if I had closed everything out a year ago and paid the taxes, I'd be farther ahead, because I've lost, between my wife and I, we've lost $100,000.
Right.
And it's the taxes are, yeah, they're a question, but if my money is gone before the taxes even get put on it, the taxes are my least of my worry.
I understand, and again, as we've said earlier, you know, a strategy that a lot of people are taking advantage of, I mean, I'm not necessarily a big fan of it, but you could certainly convert your 401k on for the short term only into a cash position or into a more stable position to protect yourself from any further loss. But the reality of it is, you've said you're in your 40s, you probably have another 20 to 25 years maybe to work. I feel very confident that if we were 25 years in the future looking back at this telephone conversation today, you would certainly be very thankful that you, number one, had a company that offered a 401k and you did stay the course. I know at any one particular time on the map, we can look at it today, we can look at it in the 2000 period, we could look at it at 87 period, you know, that the market has corrections, and during that correction period, it is very painful for all of us. But because you do have a 20-year threshold, I would absolutely recommend staying the course, but I would certainly be sticking very, very close to my advisor and getting the advice that they would recommend.
Thank you very much, caller, for your input today. And let me just follow up on this issue, and then we'll have to wrap it up, Lee. What if somebody has had a 401k and they're like within a year of retiring? Because of that time constraint, what would they do?
Well, very simply, what I would look at is I would look at the options that are available in our 401k. I would be thinking very closely at this particular point in wanting to watch the future market because, again, if these people are on the threshold of retirement, you know, we, again, are at the point that a lot of people don't necessarily think we are at the bottom. And, again, you know, I'm not a forecaster. I don't know where the top nor the bottom is. But if I was sitting with a client today that was within a year of retirement, I would certainly be telling them to start thinking in a more strategic position to get themselves more conservative, because studies have shown if you lose a chunk of money on the threshold of retirement, you're going to have a hard time making it back. Mm-hmm. So I would be very, very careful for those people that are on that threshold. And for the people that have retired, you know, they want to really be looking at strategies, again, as I've said earlier, that they can create guaranteed income, because that's ultimately what a 401k and an IRA is designed for. You're looking for income strategies.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here in the next 30 seconds. Any parting words of wisdom for our listeners here in Mansfield?
Yeah, you know, I guess I beat the drum loud and hard, but again, I just believe everybody needs a second opinion. You need to understand that your advisor, regardless of the outcome of what has happened on your particular account, really cares about you, really is trying to do the best he can or she can do for you. I would go back to the person that has helped you get this far and ask for their help, but tell them, if you're fearful, tell them up front that you're scared, you're concerned, you want to be more strategically placed, maybe in a preservation mode to protect yourself for the short term.
All right, Lee Heider joining us from Lee Heider & Associates, retirement planning specialist out of Akron. We appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Rusty.
All right, from the Akron area, joining us with some unbiased thoughts on your investments and trying to get some answers out to our listeners today. We are now 90 seconds away from news at the top of the hour from Fox.